Good morning, you're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kathy Buchanan, a co-owner of Independent Carpet One in Westland, Michigan. Kathy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Kemp, how are you?
I'm good. I knew I'd get enthusiasm from you.
Well, you know what? You have to smile through adversity.
Yeah. Well, that's why I called. I wanted to see what you were doing. I mean, there's a lot of hype around where we stand with the coronavirus, and it's affecting people's businesses. Tell us what's going on with you and your business.
It's been a little jittery, but I have a very positive staff. I don't know where they get it from, but I guess they have no choice.
Yeah.
They don't want to lose their jobs. They love what they do. They don't want to lose their customers because they love helping them. And I want to try to, you know, keep them as positive and upbeat as I can. Of course, every day is a new challenge, and some new information is being shared with us from our governor here in Michigan and our wonderful president. So we know that there may be that opportunity where we're requested to close our doors, but that day is not visually seen in the near future, so we're staying positive.
You were telling me that you were at a meeting last week when all this broke loose. And
Yes. Yeah, I had a little bit of anxiety on the 11th of March. I was in St. Louis with a number of my Carpet One and Flooring American constituents, and news came over one of my friend's phones, like a little news brief, and shortly after that, my hands started sweating, and I was having a little bit of an anxiety attack because I wasn't at home and I wasn't with my staff. He calmed me down, as he normally does. He's got a great sense of humor. On my travels back on the plane, I devised an email that went out to my entire staff, and then a little bit of a shifted email on the same idea that went out to all of our customers. We sent this out on Facebook, all forms of social media, on our website, and we did an email blitz informing our customers and our staff that, you know, they're very important to us. They are our livelihood. Just letting them know what we have instituted in our store to provide a safe environment for them to shop. If they don't want to shop, offering them opportunities to, you know, visit with us either on Facebook chats or over the phone. We can send samples out because Carpet One does have an amazing sample program where we can send samples directly to their home so they can shop with tangible items within their hands. Our store, we have instituted a maintenance program every evening once we close. We have hand sanitizers throughout the store. We have postings in all of our bathrooms about the importance and how to wash their hands, and we want them to feel comfortable that we care about them. We have to do what we have to do to secure within their minds and in their hearts that we are the store for their floor.
Okay, so tell me, too, about store traffic. It's kind of a mixed bag, but it's actually better than I thought.
Well, yeah, Monday was a little sketchy. We only had four people in the store all day, and we are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8. Yesterday was a complete flip from that. We had 16 sets of customers coming through our store.
Yeah.
And today, 2 o'clock on Wednesday, we've already had 10 sets of customers into our store. So we love that. I'm guessing they love us and they trust us. And I have not stopped my advertising.
Yeah.
Even though it is recommended to like pull back a little bit, I've changed our advertising. We actually have a new TV spot that we just developed and finalized yesterday, and it is a very gentle spot, sharing with them how much we care about them and we consider our customers our family, presenting our healthy living installation, which is something that I think everybody is concerned with today, with viruses and bacteria, trying to let our customers know that we do have options for a healthier installation by eliminating mold and mildew and allergens and bacteria that gets trapped underneath their carpet for however many years they've had their flooring in their home.
So these commercials, I know you're the voice of these commercials, so you just filmed a new one based on the fact that we're in this situation.
I did, yes, within our store.
Yeah, all right.
And it starts airing today.
So what kind of protocols have you put into place to make sure your employees are safe and that when you get to your customer location that they feel safe to let you in the house?
So we have a measuring service. So first of all, he will call and ask the client, you know, if they're comfortable with him coming into the home. And he shares with them the protocol that goes on into our store in case they have not spoken to one of our salespeople about that. Our installers are also notifying the clients to make sure that the day of installation, in case there hasn't been any form of communication, you know, if they are still comfortable with them coming out today, if anyone is sick in the home, we pull back and say, you know, we aren't going to put our installers in jeopardy. Every client so far has been very understanding. We are cleaning all of our conversation tables/lounge areas with Clorox wipes and sanitation methods. Our staff has been notified to wash their hands numerous times during the day. At the closing of the store, all of our staff is cleaning their closing tables, the doorknobs on our front door and our back door, and all of the bathroom doors. The sales staff has been asked to use only their desk phones or their personal cell phones. Don't use one of the office phones or the community phones. All of our bathrooms are being sanitized on a frequent basis. We are encouraging our staff to closely monitor their health. And if someone's home and, you know, if someone's sick in their home, don't come in. Nothing is going to be held against them. That's important that they know that, or family.
Yeah.
So if they start feeling a little ill, just let me know. Go home. They're more important. I want them to be here forever,
yeah.
or as long as God will allow.
And you're having no trouble getting, probably a lot of your business is cut order. It's ordered when the customer buys it. So are you having trouble getting the supply of flooring that you need?
No, you know, I'm getting emails all the time letting us know from the manufacturer Shaw and Mohawk and Engineered Floors and our distributors that they are running as normal,
okay.
and they will let me know if that should change. So it's business as usual.
Mm-hmm.
I have a wonderful relationship with Steve Bishop. He is our main trucking source right now with Delta Distribution, and so they're keeping us abreast of everything that's going on in the trucking world.
Yeah.
So far, so good. Fingers crossed, knocking on wood.
All right. I appreciate you giving us an update. What's going on? It's just a lot of unknowns out there, aren't there?
There are a lot of unknowns, but you know what? We have to keep calm. This allows us the opportunity to be kind and to lead with compassion.
Right.
Something always happens for a reason.
Yeah.
And I honestly and sincerely feel that this is just going to slow us all down and bring us down to reality. And people will become more aware of their surroundings and what they need to do for one another. And I honestly believe there's a reason for it. And just to be kind to everybody.
This too shall pass, right?
This too shall pass.
Okay,
absolutely.
Kathy. All right, Kathy. Great to talk to you. Again, been talking to Kathy Buchanan, co-owner of Independent Carpet One in Westland, Michigan, outside of Detroit. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.